I'm talking today with Alan Mindeman from the Apache area, and Alan, the concept that you're working with right now, you're doing a lot of work in this area of cover crops, and it seems like that we're really just starting to learn a lot more about that here in the Southern Great Plains, as far as a lot of our producers are concerned. You've obviously have done quite a bit in this area. What are some things we need to really be starting to, you know, pay attention to when we think about trying to use a cover crop strategy on our farm operations?
Well, the cover crop needs to have a purpose. You've got to have a reason for doing it. The reason that we started using cover crops is because we couldn't keep our ground covered. To grow warm season crops, we had to cover the ground to keep the ground cool, to conserve moisture, to catch the rainfall that came during the summer months. And that was the reason we originally started. We didn't know anything about soil health and soil biology then, and how much that could improve also, as well as improving organic matter. But now we're inserting cover crops and forage crops, which are basically the same things. Forage crop is grazed, and we're inserting them into our rotations where they fit. And that's something that comes with experience. They use some moisture, but they also help you catch moisture in the future.
The idea of trying to build organic matter, that's one of the principles, obviously, of this soil health campaign we're hearing so much about right now.
Yes, organic matter is extremely important. In my area, the native soils were around 4%. Most of the tilled farms that have been tilled for the last 100 years are down to 1% or less. And in the 20 years that I've been doing it, I brought some of them back up to around the 3%. And the productivity is just night and day difference between 1% and 3%. It's just better water holding capacity, better nutrient efficiency, and just better crops.
When you think about, you know, you mentioned that you're looking at trying to interact with the livestock sector as well. In other words, what's a cover crop strategy that will allow you to maybe, you know, properly utilize some of that matter that you're growing for the cattle?
Well, in a situation where you want to rotate out of wheat and go to a warm season crop the next year, it's very easy to plant something after wheat harvest when you get a rain, and to manage the grazing on it to where you don't take everything. You never want to bare the soil, but you could also get some income from that grazing through the summer months and stockpile your native range or your Bermuda for the next winter, and that works really well. And also it leaves residue on the surface to help with the warm season crop.
I know that you've worked some, and you've kind of experimented a little bit, if you want to call it that, with some cocktails of mixes of cover crop seed to try to come up with things that are complementary with each other. What's the secret on building something like that?
Well, it's a work in progress. It's soil biology, like the native ranges. There's never just one kind of grass out there. There could be 100 species within 20 feet of where you're standing in a native range. And that's what we're trying to mimic to enhance the biology in the soil, is to do a mix of several different things, legumes, broadleaves, grasses, and help develop the biology in the soil.
You're obviously a big advocate, and worked a lot with others in conservation tillage, low-till, no-till farming. This is something you've actually been able to put into place on your operation for, what, a couple of decades now?
Yes, we're coming up on 20 years of no-till on my farm. And we do continuous no-till. We never till really for any reason. Sometimes, you know, you may get flood damage or something where you've got to move some dirt and you just can't be helped. But in general, we never do any tillage at all.
And with that type of a track record, you know, as far as that type of longevity, have you seen some results that you've wanted to see?
Oh, yeah, we've seen tremendous results in crops. We can easily grow two crops in 1 year. We can plant things after wheat harvest. And because of the moisture-holding capacity of my soils, I can catch and use almost all the rainfall that I get.
And is that one of the, I mean, obviously in the Southern Great Plains, we're always worried that the last rain we've had is going to be really the start of a drought. Is that the overriding consideration in your mind for conservation tillage or no-till in this area?
Pretty much, yeah. It's moisture management. I have no irrigation. I depend on what falls from the sky. And to have it run off is a waste. And that's, in my mind, you know, I should use everything that falls on the land.
The idea of building, you know, organic matter is also, I know, a major consideration on a no-till operation. Is that part of the strategy that you've been able to, you know, to bring back that organic matter into your farm?
Yes. Building organic matter is a priority because of all the benefits that I've already mentioned of the productivity of the soil.
When it comes to the you know, the cover crops that you've been working with, where do you see, you know, this effort going? In other words, I know there's been a lot of interest. The Soil Health Initiative that Uncle Sam's been talking about, the Natural Resource Conservation Service has been talking about, that's helped highlight cover crops, hasn't it?
Yes, very much so. I think the more we understand it and the better that we learn to use cover crops and forage crops, the more they will be used. I mean, it's just increasing the efficiency of a farming operation is what it all amounts to.
What do we at this little conversation we had here at the Noble Foundation, we were trying to figure out things that we have as challenges out there, things we need to know more about. Mm-hmm. What is it that we still need to learn about when it comes to both no-till and especially in cover crops?
Well, plant interactions are a big thing for me. I need to know what cover or forage mix works best for the land, what works best for the cattle, what works best for the next crop. Those are the things that I really need to know. How can I fine-tune this whole system to enhance the productivity of my crops?